Okay.
One last second, but safe in the target.
Okay, so let's start now. Okay, so Mr. Hashem, today we'd like to do a chazara in Baksa B'chol on packet 10 and 11. Packet 10 was the hamtana bin basar l'chalav, the waiting between eating basar l'chalav. So, let's start like this. The Gemara says that you have to wait from one suda. If you eat basar...
It's the third time I'm writing B10 and B11.
B, yes. Okay, good. B10, B11.
Okay.
The Gemara Chuan... Okay. Gemara Chuan Kofei says that if you have a suda of basar, you have to wait till the next suda before you eat chala. The suda, the suda. From the suda's you have to wait till the next suda to eat chala. The question is, what does that mean? So we have a slew of Rishonim that all say different pratim in this Gemara. So let's quote some of these Rishonim and some of the discussions we spoke about them. The Shita, quoted in Tosus and Kuftal and Medvez, is the Shita of Ravina Tam and the Bahag. And they say, that whole Gemara that said that you needed to wait from one Suda of Basar till the next Suda to eat Cholav, that was only talking about if you didn't do a Netila and a Kinuach. If you didn't clean yourself up from the Basar, you didn't wash out your mouth, you didn't clean your mouth and wash your hands. That's what that Gemara is talking about. But if you do a kinuach and a tzila, then you could have the gvina right away. You do not need to wait at all after the basar to eat the chalav. You don't need to wait at all.
You're defining the tzila as the hands or as the mouth?
Okay, well, that's not really the topic of our discussion today. But let's say it means hands.
I'll focus the Rambam on the reason.
Okay, well, that's for packet 12. That's not for packet now.
Okay.
Right. Okay, so let's call it Netila Siyadayim, let's say. You're right, the Rambam, but we're not discussing that now. Let's just call it Netila Siyadayim, and Kinuach, however you have to clean out your mouth. Fine. So basically, what the Shita of the Rabbeinu Tam and the Bahag is saying that they regulate that Gemara to only talking about if you didn't do Kinuach and Hadachah. But if you do Kinuach and Hadachah, then you don't have to wait at all. Right after your Basar, do your Kinuach and Hadachah, Your Netila and Hadacha, Netila and Kinuach, right? Whatever the cleaning out is, that'll be in packet 12. Whatever cleaning out you have to do. And then you can have your chalav right away. And, he adds on, this is Ravina Tam Bahag, if you want to have Gavina and then Basar, you don't even have to do a Netila and Kinuach. Right? Just, you can go straight into from the chalav to the Basar. Is that clear?
Mm-hmm.
That was convoluted. That's good. Fine. That's the sheet of Tosus on Kuftalan, Shem Ravina Tam of the Bahag. There's a Tosus on Kofei, which says, you know what Pshat of the Gemara is? You have to wait from Suda to Suda.
Is it Tosus also?
This is a different Tosus. It's a different Tosus. Who says that what the Gemara means is very very minimalistic reading of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Suda to Suda. As soon as you finish the Suda, you bench, you're Masalik from the Suda, you can have Cholav or Gvina in the next Suda. There's no time that you have to wait. You just can't be in the same meal.
So, you need Suda Kashul.
Right, you bench and you're Masalik the Shochan, meaning you have an official Hefsek. Generally, that would constitute the Bracha Achrona, the benching, you're Masalik from the Shochan, and then you don't have to wait anything. If you want to have another Suda right then and there of Cholav, that's fine. As long as that's the halacha zahor koveh, based on this Gemara, that mi suda la suda, with no necessity to wait for any time. That's Tosus on Kofei. Okay. Now let's get to the shittas of the Rambam. Okay, what does the Rambam hold? The Rambam holds mi suda la suda means the time it takes that one generally, the time that there generally is between the two sudas. Generally there are two sudas a day. And how long was that time that you generally had between two sudas? That's about 6 hours. So that's why it's 6 hours, no matter what. Meaning the amount of time duration between, the normal duration between two sudas. And the Rambam explains that that's about 6 hours. The Vilna Gaon Shulchan Aruch on Peites explains that the Rambam learns the number six based on a Gemara on Shabbos, of when the Talmidei Chachamim ate in the Shah Shishis, and he cheshmans it out to be about 6 hours. So that's where she does her Rambam. About 6 hours. Now let's just talk two pratim regarding the Shita's Rabbim, 6 hours. The Pri Chodosh wants to say that the 6 hours, sometimes the 6 hours is lav dafka 6 hours. Because at different times of the year, you're going to have your Shita's at different times. For instance, in the winter time, when it's shorter days, you're going to have your suttas closer together. And in the summer, you'll have them farther apart. So, so it's like dafka 6. Even if sometimes it could be 4 hours, he says it's going to fluctuate. And he wants to say this is muskum l'kuliyama. That no one would say differently.
That's the Pri-Chadosh, right?
That's the Pri-Chadosh, yes. Good. Now, the Mizmor LeDavid has a similar svar as the Pri-Chadosh, but he does a little something different with it. He says, I admit that you have to take the duration between suttas, between the two suttas a day, but he says, let's take, what's the shortest period? On the shortest day, when you're having the least time between suttas, what's that going to be? And he says, you know, that'll probably be about 3 hours. Okay? So then, let's objectify that. That means that 3 hours is the time. And therefore, even during the summer months, when you would have suttas in a longer duration, it doesn't matter. Since the shortest possible time between suttas in a short winter day would be 3 hours, then it's nitpa is 3 hours. No matter what. And he wants to say, this is the makor for the 3 hour people. That misut,
like
what?
Like a
misu, right, he says, when it says misuda la suda, it means from the shortest time of one suda to the next suda. Meaning, from one suda to the other suda. He doesn't want to say, like the Pri-Chadosh, that it's going to fluctuate in between summer and winter. He's going to want to say, it's an objective time. But, so which time? So, presumably, it's the smallest time. You're not going to say in the winter you can't eat. So he takes, and he wants
fast,
to say...
To fast the rule, a lot to fast.
Right, so he wants to say that's the makor for the people who wait 3 hours. Okay, so far we have Tosus, one sheet of the Tosus, we don't have to wait anything. If you do Kinoach and Adacha, one sheet of Tosus, that is Misuda Suda Mamish. We have the sheet of the Rambam who says 6 hours. We have the Pri-Chadosh who wants to say it's going to fluctuate. And he says that's Muskam Kuyama, and the Mizmor LeDavid who also wants to say the difference between meals, but he has it as 3 hours. Now, the Ramah has he records a different sheet, an additional sheet, and that is there's a minhag to wait an hour between Basar and Chalav and Chalav and Basar. There should be an hour time difference between Milchix and Fleishix. And you need to, and it can't be in the same suda. You have to have birchas hamazon in between. You can't have a 3 hour suda and have a basar, chalav in the beginning and basar at the end. You need to have a birchas hamazon, and it has to be an hour break.
After birchas hamazon.
Right, okay, presumably after birchas hamazon. We'll discuss that later. Okay? Has to be an hour break. Where does this hour come from? Where does this come from? So the Pri-Chadosh wants to say that he thinks that the Pshat in the Ramah comes from the Zohar in Mishpatim, which says that you shouldn't eat milchus and fleishchus in the same suda or at the same time. Suda chada v'shat chada. You shouldn't have them. Now, this generates a kula and a chumra. The kula is that after meat, you only have to wait an hour till you have your milk. The chumrah, though, is that after milk, you have to wait an hour before you eat your meat, right? Because this is a kind of an idea that these two things shouldn't, that's the hefsek between these two things. It doesn't really matter which one you do first and which one you do second. So even after chalav, you have to wait an hour before the basar. So that's what the Pri-Chadosh wants to say is the makor for
the 1 hour people.
For this ramah. Of 1 hour. Now the Placey is cholik on the Pri-Chadosh. He thinks it's not pshat in the Zohar. Nishar doesn't mean necessarily an hour. Shaita chada doesn't necessarily mean an hour. It just means it shouldn't be at the same time. And he thinks it's not even the right pshat in the Zohar. So he argues with that. So then, what are other reasons to have an hour? So one is that the Hagosh Aridura says that this is like from the people. The people were knowing this hour is like a pshar. They made their own pshar. Because, you know, you have all these different shittas. You have the 6 hours, you have of the Rambam. You have the 0 hours of Tosfos. You have the Suda. So they kind of made a pshar. Okay, so it's another Suda. So you're kind of, you know, you have the Tosfos to rely on. And we'll give deference to the other shittas. So they waited an hour. So that's what Agar Sharidura wants to say. It's kind of a pshara that people made for themselves. And the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Pesach, actually, it seems, based on how he describes, you know, how you eat in Rochus and Fleishachs by Shavuos, that it's mutter to have them even in the same meal. Meaning, whatever time you need to wait, but you don't have to have them in a separate meal, meaning not like that Zohar, which says they can't be in the same meal. So the Magen Avraham seems to be fair to say, also not like that Zohar. So, now,
the Magen
Avraham, the Zohar says you shouldn't have them in the same Suda.
Right.
And the Magen Avraham says you can't have it in the same Suda.
Right.
Now, the Plesi, we know the Plesi argued on the, he thought that it wasn't Pshat in the Zohar, but the Plesi gives his own Pshat. And the Plesi, and we haven't discussed the whys yet, just the what, how long. We haven't discussed why you have to wait. So the Plesi is going to give a his own why, and because of that, have his own shear. He's going to say like this. It's taloi, the place he says, on digestion. Zman iko. How long it takes to digest. So he wants to say that the 1 hour people, they go after the tchilas iko, the beginning of digestion. And the 6 hour people, their start is they go after the gemar iko, the end of the digestion. And that's how he wants to give a makor for the 6 hour and the 1 hour. And that's the Nekudas of Machlokas, all about digestion. So those are the shittas about how long you have to wait. Right? We had a whole shittas, and the place they had an interesting svara about why. Now, the Rishonim discuss why. So let's see, what are the reasons why? We just discussed you have to wait, why do you have to wait? So, the Gemara, as we said before, said that you have to wait from Suda to Suda. After you have Fleishachs, you have to wait to have Melchus. The Gemara also says another thing on that same page, and that is that there is basar that you eat, that's Ben HaShinayim, has the status of basar. Okay? That's another thing the Gemara on that same page says. So, the Rambam puts the two things together. And he says, do you know why you have to wait? Because of basar Ben HaShinayim. Since the basar is stuck between your teeth, so therefore you have to wait, as the Rambam says, your 6 hours. Okay? So that's the reason why. Rashi says a different shot. No, basar ben hashinayim, that's a fact. Basar in your teeth, that's considered basar. The reason you have to wait is for a different reason, though. It's because when you eat something, it's moshech tam. The tam stays in your mouth, and it's marech tamo, and you'll still have that tam in your mouth from one suda till maybe the next suda. So that's why they made that din that you have to wait. Because of the, when you eat milchex, you'll still have the tam of fleishachs in your mouth, and it'll be like a semblance of basar b'chalav.
The place is
hard. Yeah, so it sounds like, I asked in shir at the time, so the place is like, gives his own, he does his own thing over here. Right. Okay. So
it's after, according to the Rambam, after 6 hours.
So I'll okay, right now. I'm getting there, right this second, okay? So you have Rashi and the Rambam, who both give different pshatim as to the why you have to wait. Is it because of Marach Tam, or is it because of Basar Shinayim? Now we have nafkaminas between the two. For one, is Basar Ben HaShinayim, as Chazan has just pointed out, according to the Rambam, that the whole reason you have to wait is because of the Basar Ben HaShinayim, which means that after you do your waiting, your 6 hours, the chashash of Basar Ben HaShinayim disappears. Any basar that would be left in your teeth would be considered nifsal. And you would not have to remove it because it doesn't count as basar anymore. The basar ben hashinayim is only for those 6 hours, misudu l'sudu. Rashi says, no. The reason you had to wait was for moshech tam. Basar ben hashinayim, that's a separate chash. That's not going to go away just by waiting. Therefore, even if you wait your 6 hours, according to Rashi, you still have to take the any bas v'nishanayim out of your teeth. So that's a chumrah that Rashi has that the Rambam doesn't have. That after the 6 hours, according to Rashi, you still have to remove them from your teeth while the Rambam holds. After the 6 hours, you don't have to because it's nisah. Now, let's talk about another nafkamina. Let's say you didn't swallow the food, you just chewed it and spit it out. So here, the Rambam's going to be the machmir, because the Rambam's going to say, well, you still have basar bein hashinayim because your teeth chewed on the meat, so the meat got into your teeth. So you'd have to wait. Rashi would hold that, no, there's no marach tam because you didn't swallow it. So it's not going to linger in your mouth. So in this nafkamina, Rashi would be the makel that you wouldn't have to wait, and the Rambam would be the machmir. Right, so the assumption is that when you swallow it and it goes like down your throat, like that, that's when it, the time will always, you know, I don't know if you burp or something, or, you know, it'll linger.
Hang around
like the throat.
In the throat.
If it's just in your teeth, then not. There is a lavush that maybe wants to say differently, but this is how the general post can bring it down. And we are machmir for both. Rashi and the Rambam. Okay. But it's important to know these reasons. It's not just, oh, we wait 6 hours and the reasons don't make a difference, because sometimes neither reason applies. And if neither reason applies, then you can be makel. That's why Rav Moshe was makel by someone who took liver pills.
Liver pills.
And he said, since no, it's a pill, there's no basar bein hashinayim, there's no tam moshech, so therefore, since neither tam applies, a person who takes his liver pill is not fleisha. He doesn't have to wait, you know, at all before he eats his milchiks. Now, likewise, the Chasam Sofer says, you know, fine. So that's that. Now, regarding, maybe I probably should have said this before, but in, is that Lamaisa, the Shach quotes the Marashal, after all, we have all these shitas about how long you have to wait, you know, no hours, 1 hour, 3 hours, 6 hours. Then we have the Marashal quoted in the Shach, who says, anyone who has a Re'ach of Torah will wait 6 hours. See, you can't really argue with that, you know. So that's clearly the minhag that most of us, that many of us have. However,
who's he pointing to?
The Marshal.
The Yom Shlomo also, right? So it's the same thing.
Right. Probably. So that is the Yom Shlomo. The Marshal is the Yom Shlomo. The Shach just quotes him. Now, however, it is important to keep in mind that there are other shittas. The same way it's important to keep in mind, like we said before, the reasons why, it's important to keep in mind the shittas of how long, and not just say, oh, you know, we're the 6 hour people because Re'ach Torah thing, because like the Chasam Sofer says, for a chola. So for a chola, since the Ikar Hadin is like Tosus maybe, you know, so for a chola it could be Meka. Likewise, is it interesting how you see, like, Yosef Haim Zonnenfeld, he was talking about a Yoledes and a Menekes. Someone who is gave birth, or someone who is nursing, so and they have to eat, so they could be makel. But it's interesting how he takes all the shittas and he see how he tries to be choshesh for what you could be choshesh for. He says that, you know, okay, so finish the suda, and if you can wait an hour, you know, like the more things you could do, because now that you understand where everything comes from, so you're right. The basic minimum is, you know, okay, just finish the suda. Okay, if you don't need an answer, then wait the hour to get in the Shittas HaRamah. Right? And then, so it's important to know all the Shittas, to know the levels of Kula to employ, depending on the Tzorach. Now, one last point here is that the Aruch HaShulchan says, or at least in one place seems to imply, that when you say, you have to finish the Surah, okay, and then you need to have your 6 hours. The Aruch HaShulchan wants to say a chumrah, at least in one paragraph of the Aruch HaShulchan, that the 6 hours has to be from the end of the surah to the beginning of the surah. You can't say, I finished my fleishchs, you know, a half hour before I benched, you know, then I had dessert and we drayed around. You can't, and say, oh, when did I finish my fleishchs? You have to wait till the end of the surah. Many don't have that minhag, as Rav Simon pointed out. Many clock when they finish their fleishchos and wait the 6 hours when they finish their fleishchos. Okay. So that was the shir 10. It was a big shir, but it's a lot of things. Okay. Let's just go on to shir 11. Yeah, pack 11. Pack 11.
Pack
11.
B11.
B11. Okay. Right now. Yeah. That's cool. Okay. So, there is something called a tavshil. There is something called a tavshil shavasar, tavshil shalgvina. Now, tavshil, let's say shavasar, that means something cooked with the basar. So, if you have a chalent, right, let's say there's meat in the chalent, so the potato in the chalent would be the tavshil shalbasar. It's cooked along with the basar, but it's not the basar. And who adin for milk. It's cooked along with. So, that's one thing we're going to talk about. And also, there's another thing called netilas yadayim, that especially when they ate more with their hands, the Chazal imposed that you have to clean your hands off to make sure that you don't have shuman on your hands, you know, and you're going to eat milchak. So you have to have netilas yadayim. So, let's see, when did they impose this chiyuv of netilas yadayim or not, as it pertains to tavshil. So, to cut to the chase, there ends up being machlokas between the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam, which ends up being basically a machlokas machaber Ramah. So what does the machaber say? Machaber is going to be like Rabbeinu Tam. And he says that if you have a tafshil of basar, you're allowed to have a tafshil shakalov after. And if you have a tafshil shakalov, you're allowed to have a tafshil shabasar after. You don't have to do waitings if it's only tafshils. And the tilas yadayim that you'll have to do in between those two tafshils will be only rishus. It's not a chova, it's a rishus. However, if you have a tafshil and then a be'en, if I have a tafshil shel basar, and then I have mamash gvina, or a tafshil of gvina, and then I have mamash basar, then it will be a chova to do tilas yadayim. Okay, that is the shitas machaber based on a Rabbeinu Tam. Okay?
Would there be a chovah to wait also, or no waiting?
No, by that's what she's Rabbeinu Tam.
Tavshil,
that's right. That's the machaber, Rabbeinu Tam. Tavshil, so you don't need to do waiting. When we get to the Ramah, we'll have to do waiting. Okay?
What about if you have real basar followed by a tavshil shel gvina?
Real basar, you have a tavshil shel gvina, no, and then you have basar.
Real basar.
Afterwards, so you have to do Netilas Yadayim as a chova. When you go from Tavshil to Be'en, the Netilas Yadayim is a chova. Tavshil to Tavshil, the Netilas Yadayim in between is
a rishus. Or from Be'en to Tavshil also. Oh no.
Well.
From Be'en to Tavshil, you don't need the Netilah.
Well. Yeah, you do.
From
Tavshil to Be'en, you probably is also a rishus.
There, that was the previous halacha, that if you eat gvina and then you want to eat basar afterwards, gvina and then you go to a tavshil. What's the halacha there? Gvina and then you go to a tavshil. I have to see from gvina to a tavshil. From gvina to a tavshil shal basar. What does he say?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Well,
after basar, probably
the same. Probably the same
thing. Okay. Probably just here. I just have to cross it over a little bit. Okay. So, but tavshil to tavshil, then it's a rishus. But if you go from a tavshil to a ben, then it's a chova. That is the shita of the machaber based on the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rashbam, which is going to play out in the shita of the Ramah. So he has a day here that says that that if you have a tavshil shel basar, that's it. Your fleishach. Tavshil shel basar is like basar. Okay, so no kula by that. But if you have a tavshil shel gvina, and then you want to go to tafshil shel gvina, and then you want to go to basar. Then you need to. Then it's a chovah. You need to do your netilas yadayim. Okay, so he has the chomer, atashu shel basar, is like basar itself. And that's the chomer of the Ramah, and the Ramah adds as well that even shuman of basar, we treat like basar, and you'll have to wait. The same way that a tafshal shel basar, you have to wait 6 hours. And the Taz quotes, I think, in Sifkat Hay, that even the shuman of oaf, of an avaz, you still treat like fleishachs, which is what we do, right? And then he brings a dion about soup. Is soup that's not thick soup is for sure like basar. What about soup that's just very, it's a liquid soup without a thick soup? So the Taz has a machloikis there, is that dino kibasar, dino kitashar shal basar. I mean, the ma'isa for us is not really nafkamina because we're machmir on tashar shal basar anyway. But I guess nafkamina for people who aren't machmir, like the machaber people. And then the second half of this shir, which is one more inyan.
Wait, the
Taz
said sort of the
shuman
of oaf, is that
what you're saying? Yeah, that's what we're also machmir on that. That's not a surprise. Meaning, we also treat that like fleishachs. So we. Now, one more in here, quick, is that the Ramah says that if there is a fleishach kdeira, there's no basar in the kdeira, but it's a fleishach kdeira, then you cook milchiks in it. What does he say? That.
Can you eat
kvina afterwards? You're allowed to eat kvina afterwards, right? You don't have to waste 6 hours. You're not fleishach. If you cook in a fleishach pot, You don't have to wait.
You cook the parah.
Oh, I'm going to get to that in a second.
You cook.
Related to the issue. Right. Okay. I actually tell that after. I spoke to Rasan about that. Okay. So right. So the Shach said. So that is that's the Shitas Rama. All right. You cook in a fleishach pot. You don't have to. You're not fleishachs. Okay. So the Shach says, what's the chiddush? What's the chiddush? Isn't this an aparna? An aparna you could even eat it together with. So the shach explains that the chiddush is even if the kedera is not cleaned well, even if there's still some shuman, caked on the kedera, it wasn't cleaned well. So you're still not fleishach. You cook your spaghetti in that fleishach pot, and there still has some residue from the chop meat there, so you're not, and then you eat that spaghetti, you're not fleishach. And so if you'll ask me, so what's the chiddush? If I have shishim, it's no chiddush, of course, it's batel. So that's why the Mefarshim, Yad Yehuda, or Shulchan, others explain, even if you don't have shishim, keneged, whatever shuman is, still caked on the thing, you don't even have shishim keneged, though, you're still not fleishach. Okay. Yeah, Yehuda.
It sounds like the Ramah was speaking with Avchila now. The Shah, it sounds like more speaking to the Yehuda. You can. He's not saying you can cook in the pot of residue. The Avchila, is he?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know. And this far the Yehuda says because your kavana is not to do it. Your kavana is not to get the meat time. You just didn't clean it well. So therefore. You're not Seisha, even if the pot is not clean and you don't even have Shishim Kenegdo. Or Hashem says the same thing.
Or the Shach is saying
you're not clean? The Shach says it's not cleaned well. Right? That's the Chiddush, even if it's not cleaned well. And then the Adi Huda explains the Shach that the Shach means even if you don't have Shishim Kenegdo meat. Because otherwise there's no Chiddush. Of course, if I have Shishim, I have Shishim. Right. Okay, I'll start afterwards. I want to show you the Chorus Maduik and the Machaber that way also. Okay.
Yes?
Yeah. Okay.